This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the job description of a servant of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
About a year ago, I had the opportunity to speak in a large church in the South. The church had been around for 100 years. But for 75 of those years, it was just another sleepy little congregation of less than 100. Then something happened. They hired a pastor, an ordinary young man, who had an extraordinary grip on God's promises. And he believed God could reach the world through that little church. Some of the elders had the vision too. They together began to pray and step out in faith. The rest is history. Today, their outreach is felt all over the city, and literally around the world. Spiritual leadership made the difference. Friend, the Lord has always been concerned about the quality of leadership provided for His people. He is concerned about the character of the person He calls to lead, as well as his ability to do the job. And one of the primary requirements is the person have the heart of a servant. Jesus provided the supreme example. He told His apostles, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." This statement was in response to the request of James and John that He would let them sit with Him in His glory, one on His right hand and the other on His left. But Jesus did not intend to set up an earthly throne and provide a place of honor and prestige for His men. He wanted them to go forth as servants to all mankind. So what's the job description of a servant to mankind? The work the leaders of the New Testament church were to do was first to preach the word and do the work of an evangelist. Peter reminded the elders to shepherd the flock of God, to provide careful and diligent oversight for the ministry, and set the example. And the other job that is often overlooked in the church today was the charge given by Paul to church leaders to equip the people to be laborers for Christ. Yes, the leader has an awesome responsibility and a big job. But the people in the pew also have a job, to become equipped for service and then get into that harvest field. Friend, pray daily for your pastor and learn from him how to labor for Christ. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.